Okay, so what's today's day? Okay, November 1st. So I guess, okay, so we're doing the Ram. Trying to do some of the Ram-ups here. So, I guess we'll start with me. Hilchos Talmud Torah. Aleph Aleph. Nosha v'adam k'tana b'turim v'talmud Torah. Aval katan aviv chayv v'lamda Torah. Shenemar. V'limad Talmud Aspanecha l'dar Rebam. Okay, so katan, the father, is chayv to teach father Torah. V'inu isha chayv v'salamed espana. Shekol chayv v'lomad chayv v'lamed. So the woman, a mother, is not obligated to teach her son because she's not chayv to learn, so she's not chayv to teach. Okay, fine. Kishem shechayev adam lelameid es beno, kachu chayev lelameid es ben beno. Shenem arvodatam levanecha ulevnei vanecha. So he's learning like the position, which held that not only are we to teach your son, but you also are to teach your grandson. Okay, right? The Gemara Machlokes about that. So he's going with, yes, your grandson also. Chayev teach your grandson also. Okay? Which we called, we said it's, that was the din of Mesorah, not just Mitzvah Ben Alaf, but Mesorah. Okay, fine. Lo b'no u'ben b'no b'lvad. Not only your son and your grandson. Right? Because the Agamar just said, Ad Heichan basically only goes until grandson. But he's saying, no, not only your son and your grandson. Ela mitzvah kol chacham v'chacham Yisrael, l'amed es kol ha-talmidim. Af b'she'en b'anav. Mitzvah on every single chacham in Yisrael to teach all Talmidim, even though they're not his sons. What's interesting there?
That seemingly the folks are sons.
Yeah, but he's saying even if they're not your sons, though.
It's
called Talmidim. Yes, exactly. Chacham v'chacham in Yisrael. Lamed is it's called Talmidim. Every chacham, let's say not a chacham.
Yeah.
Apparently you don't have a chiyuv to do that, right? But what about the father one? He never said anything about chacham, right? Father, it seems like every father has to teach a son. But then there's a mitzvah on every chacham in Israel. If you're a chacham, then not only do you have to teach your sons and your grandson, you have to teach everybody, all Talmidim. Anyone, I guess, who wants to learn, I don't know, whatever Talmud means,
not
right?
An option.
Not only your sons, what?
Not an option.
Not an option. Shenemar, v'shinantam levanecha. Pretty good. So you just teach your sons? Mipi Hashmua lamdu banecha ilu talmidecha. But Mipi Hashmua, we learn that banecha means talmidecha. She talmidim kriyim banim shenemar v'yotz b'nei anavim. So you see, the Talmud is called the son because it says like the b'nei anavim doesn't mean they're sons; it means there's the talmidim. So it's funny. The very pasuk which he's trying to show that it's not only a son but it's even a talmidim. And what's his raya? Shenatim al banecha. You know.
That's an interesting thing.
It's funny, but he says, but Chazal say that banecha means everyone. Even not only your sons. But Michael has a good question. Is that if you're telling me he's learning out from Mishnatim of Vanecha, because Vanecha means Talmid Decha, then he could just learn the first one. Matos Ames Panechem. Panechem means you're telling them. Right? I mean, it's like in one pasuk he's saying Panechem means only your son, then your grandson. And in the other pasuk he's saying Panechem just means everyone. So it's funny you need another pasuk to tell you that, unless he's saying it's because it's extra. And he'll say his saying is that it's extra. He already told him the Mimantum was Panechan the Dabrabam. So it is the Vishnantum of Vanecha. So it must be, it's telling you there's a more inclusive Vanecha, which is all Talmidim. You know what I mean? Maybe that's his limit. It's like an extra, it's extra. He said the same thing twice. You teach your son, you teach your son. So it must be not only your son, it means all Talmidim. Vanecha could be used in a wider sense. That's good, That makes sense. Maybe that's what it means, okay. So, M.K., if it's so that you have to teach everybody, every single Talmud, Laman etztave al b'no v'al b'emino. So why did the Torah have to command you to teach your son and your grandson? You're already obligated to teach everybody. It's B'chama Simon, included in the Chiyuv, to teach everybody includes your son and your grandson. So there's no reason to single out your son and your grandson. You might as well just say you have to teach everybody. So he says, no, l'haktim b'no l'ben b'no, ben b'no l'ben chavera. So to kedima, to priority, that your son comes before your grandson, and your grandson comes before your friend's son. Okay? Everyone else, basically. Okay? So the reason why it singled them out is to tell you, really, how to teach everybody. But let's say you only have time to teach one person or two people. So how you gonna decide? You just pick random people? So says no, you pick your son first, and then your grandson, and then everybody else. Okay. So it sounds like basically the chiyuv is everyone, They're exactly equal. You have to teach everybody in Klal Yisrael. But the only difference is you have to have an order. Right? You have to have an order. It's like tztaka, you have a similar thing. You know, tztaka is halacha, is you have to really give tztaka to every ani. But there's a system of priorities. Who comes first? So it says, aniyah of your family come before another aniyim. Aniyim of your ear come before aniyim of a different ear. Different city. So it's like priorities. But essentially, it sounds like the chiv is really, there's a chiv to teach everybody equally. It's just a matter of priorities. You have to make priorities, because you can't have a system. You can't have a system without priorities. I mean, how are you going to do it? Just randomly, everyone's randomly teaching random people. That's not an efficient system. So the efficient system is you have priorities. Everyone teaches that, takes care of their own first, you know? Okay, fine. So far, so good, right? Pretty good, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Then he says like this, V'chayev liskor melamed levno lelamda. Now, you're chayev to hire a teacher to teach your son, right? Ve'eno chayev lelamed ben chavero el v'chino. But you're only chayev to teach someone else's son for free. Okay, that's what it means. It means you're not... Because you're not chayiv, you're chayiv to teach someone else's son. But if it's going to start involving money, you don't have to start paying for someone else's tuition, someone else's son's tuition. If you could teach him, you could teach him, or you could send him for free. But it was essentially, you're not obligated to start paying money to get your friend's son taught. Okay? If it's for free, then you're chayiv to do it. But if there's money involved, you're not chayiv to do it. But your son, if you don't know it, let's say you don't know anything, so what do you have to do for your son? You're going to have to hire a rabbi. Right, or you know, you're busy, you can't do it, you have to hire a rabbi. For your son, your friend's son, you don't have to do that. That's his father's responsibility. Okay? Fine. So we have a problem. Right away, any problem presents itself. Have any problems? I'll tell you a problem. Okay, so I have a problem. Probably, is, I mean, on the surface, it sounds like a good system. I mean, Gimel sounds like a good system. It means, this is before, I'm just repeating before the problem. It sounds like a good system. The system is that you have to teach everyone Torah. Okay, so you have to teach your son Torah. If you can't teach him Torah, you don't have knowledge, so you have to hire someone. But now you're chayv to also, if someone else doesn't know Torah, you have to teach him. But I'm not obligated to start throwing money at every single kid in the world who doesn't know Torah. If he comes to me, he's lacking knowledge and I have the ability to teach him, good. But I don't have to finance everyone else's sons and their tuitions. That's not my responsibility. That's what it sounds like. All the Gemara is saying. All the Gemara is saying is that there are two forms of the slave. The chiyuv teach your son even goes so far as to be mechayev your mama. The chiyuv teaching someone else's son doesn't go so far. Just mechayev you to teach him on your own, or to teach him without. It's not mechayev you to spend money. I mean, that makes sense. That's a good system. I don't have a problem with that. Maybe you define it better, or whatever. But it's a rational system. I think if you try to come up with a system, you'd come up with something like that on your own. What bothers me is remember he was bothered by, so why does the Torah single out, in the previous halacha, in what way is the Torah singling out your son and your grandson? It's a, right, because he said, is that on the one hand, Torah says, you have to teach your son and your grandson. But on the other hand, it says, you have to teach everyone. So what difference is there between your son and your grandson versus everyone else? Right? So what did he answer?
Locked him,
which means that really there's no difference. What's the difference? The difference is priorities. Essentially, really, they're the same thing. 100%. The only difference is priorities, right? Who comes first, right? But in Halacha Gimel, it seems, no, they're really different. Well, why didn't he just say, no, I'll tell you why it singles out your son and your grandson. Because your son and your grandson, you have to pay for. It's a different form of the chiyuv. It's not just, see, kedima implies that they're the same exact thing, it's just a matter of order. But they're different, they're two different chiyuvim. The chiyuv of teaching my son is a chiyuv to teach him, to pay for him, to make sure he gets the knowledge, whatever is necessary. The chiyuv to teach others is just a chiyuv to teach. Just a chiyuv to teach. I don't have to start doing anything. I don't start spending money. So that, why didn't the Rambam say, that's why they're singled out. They're singled out because they're really different chiyuvim. They're not the same. Well, hakdim implies they're exactly the same. It's just a matter of priorities. But in Halacha Gimel, he's saying they're different. One of them you have to do with to pay for. The other one you're not have to pay for. So that's a pretty big difference. You know what I mean? I think the Halacha Mishnah asked the question. I forgot. I'm not sure if he did or not. But it's a question. It's a good question. Your grandson. Just out of a curiosity point, I just ask you practically, what is the Rambam hold? Do you have to pay money for your grandson?
Yeah.
It's not clear in the Rambam. I mean, it's not clear. He doesn't say. mean, he just says, you're chayev to hire for your son, and you're not chayev for ben chavera. Yeah, but the Rav meant three things. You had your son, your grandson, and your friend's son. So it's kind of, he leaves it up in there. He doesn't really tell you.
It's not clear.
He grapples with whether or not. And the Lechemish grapples with that. Are you chayev to pay money for your grandson? Because the Rambam's not meduyak. And one of them, in Halacha Gimel, it can imply both ways. So basically, it boils down to what's the relationship? It seems like in the Rambam, he's painting a picture of two kinds of two chiyuvim here. The chiyuv of beno and ben beno, right? Which is everyone has to teach their son and grandson. And then there's another chiyuv teaching other people, which is interesting. Curiously, the Rambam says, kol chacham, that a chacham is obligated in that. He somehow only says a chacham. So you have these two chiyuvim. And then these two chiyuvim, on the one hand, seem to be the only difference in them is in regard to priorities, which one comes first. And then on the other hand, it seems another difference is he throws in the money. The money is a real difference between the two. So are they really the same just with the prioritization, or are they really different? Right? And what is the nature of these two chiyuvim? I mean, that's essentially what I'd like to understand. What are these two chiyuvim, and what is the relationship between the two, and answer the problem? I mean, might as well, let's just jump a little bit here. Just the Rambam says, Halacha Vav, let's say. When does he chayev? Mishiyasko ledaber. Melam the Torah tivolanu Moshe or Shema Yisrael. Ve'achar kach melam dema avna psukim. He teaches them psukim. Achi yakim ben sheish or ben sheva. Hakol fi boi. Teach him psukim basically until he's 6 or 7. U'malich loitz amon tarkas. And then you bring him to school. Send him to school at 6 or 7. Okay, hoy, I'm in a gamindina, Zion, I'm in a gamindina, mame, tinokas, nikach mame, tinokas, schar, no so schar. If, in general, the teachers teach what's to collect money, then you pay them. The chayv lo lamdo bischar ad shiikra Torah shivachsav kuch. And you chayv to pay the teachers until, you chayv to pay basically the whole Torah shivachsav. Okay? That's how much you chayv to, that's how long you chayv to pay to educate your son. Okay? So see, in Magashon do lum Torah shivachsav bischar motilum bischar al Torah shivachsav pa'asav. So then he's saying this, but you can never take money for Torah Shabbat. You can take money for Torah Shabbat, you can't take money for Torah Shabbat. But it sounds like the Rambam's holding, it seems like this is what the Rambam's learning, is this chiyuv of, because where does the Rambam have this thing that you only have to teach a mikra? Right? It seems that was like Mark included. So it seems like he's learning that's with regard to how much you have to pay. I mean, you could try to be medayik that you have to teach him, let's say you're not v'schar, you could argue you have to teach him even past that, even past Torah. Right, because he's saying the chayv lamda b'schar ad shiikra Torah shivachsav kula. You know, but you could deduce. You know, I'm not saying you have to deduce, but it certainly seems like a good deduction that. But if it doesn't involve money, you chayv to teach him even more than Torah shivachsav. Right? I mean, it sounds that way, right? It doesn't sound that way. He's saying you chayv to pay for him to get Torah shivachsav kula. By the way, the Rambam has Torah shivachsav kula means Torah v'yom ksuvim, right? Different than Rashi. I mean, the Gemara seems to imply like Rashi, but the Rambam seems to say Toshav Sav Kula. Right? Maybe. Well, let's see like this. Let's look at Alach HaDalet. Hayahu rotze lil mo Torah, v'yish lo bein lil mo Torah. Let's say you want to learn and your son wants to learn. Who called him of no? You're first. V'ma yibno navo nu maskilav and mashil mod yoser, v'menu b'no kod. If your son's smarter than you, then he doesn't. Now, how old is his son? 6 or 7? Or in Mikra, it sounds like it's talking about already more advanced. I mean, it sounds like the kid's older. So it sounds like, it seems from the Rambam, that the mitzvah of teaching your son goes beyond just Mikra, right? Doesn't it sound that way? I mean, if you're just talking about Mikra, your son's better at picking up Mikra, that's your son, you finish this with Mikra, then you have no chiyuv to your son. It sounds from the Rambam that you are chayv to your son. You're just not chayv to pay for it. Sure. Right? It sounds that way. It sounds like you're chayv beyond that. Not only that, beyond it, not just like anyone else. I mean, so much so that it could even, it's in competition with your own chiyuv to teach you to learn yourself. It happens to throw away and only until Mecca. But it's true. Halacha Zayin, it sounds like the main point of Halacha Zayin is really to discuss taking money for learning. Torah Shabbasav, Torah Shabbat, whether or not you're supposed to pay for learning. But in Agav Orcha, while he's talking about that, he tells you that how far you have to teach your son with schar is the whole Torah Shabbasav. It's like, that's where he throws in the halacha of how much you have to teach your son. I mean, you'd think that would be an halacha gemel where he tells you have to teach your kid with schar, and it's to say how far you have to teach him. Just say toshul sav kula. You know, I mean, according to the Rambam, it sounds like it's almost accidental. It's just that because that's the only amount that you're allowed to take schar for. I mean, it doesn't. The Rambam never tells you in the chiyuv itself how far you have to teach him with schar. It's funny. Right, I mean, it is funny, though. If you want to say that Ram holds Yerlich Chayv teach your son everything, not only Mikra, then what was our whole Gemara, right? I mean, our Gemara was saying it's not really like Zvil Mendan. I mean, you're going to have to say that our Gemara is only talking about the Schar part, right? I mean, so you're going to have to say is that our Gemara is only talking about Yerlich Chayv teach him the Schar. Because the Gemara is saying is, no, we don't hold like Zvil Mendan. What do you mean? We do hold like Zvil Mendan. You have to teach him everything. But it must mean, no, our Gemara is only talking about Schar. How much you have to teach him the Schar? So saying that, you only have to do Mikra. Sounds that way. It sounds that way. But it doesn't seem like Zvil Mendan was talking about Beschar, though. I mean, it sounds like his grandfather taught him the stuff himself. So, I mean, even the Ram holds their grandfather's chayv to teach. It doesn't put a limit on how much you have to teach him. Yeah. I mean, I think it's true. I think it is right. The way to start, I think. I mean, problems. But the first thing to start is, let's just start with the Ram. The first, the very halacha bay. You know, the halacha of that these two chivim. Like, there's a chiv to teach your son. Part one, everyone's chayv to teach their son and their grandson. And then, also, there's a chiv on every chacham in Yisrael to teach every Talmud. Right? Even though he's not a son. Okay? Let's deal with that. Before you get into the kedima and the money and the, you know, let's just try, well, let's explain what's this, what's the mitzvah? Like, I guess as you use it, what's the mitzvah here? I mean, it's one mitzvah, apparently, it seems. It's not two mitzvahs. So what's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and what are these two facets? Like, just try to, you know what I mean? Forget about problems. I mean, problems, you know. I mean, that is, that should be understood without any problems. We should really try to really explain what's the concept according to Torah. Let me just get things rolling a little bit here. Okay, so I think, maybe on your approach, but I just want to try to make things simple a little bit here. Is that, this is the idea of the mitzvah is Masara. Okay, is the transmission of Torah. Okay, transmission and the maintenance of the existence of the Chachmas HaTorah in the world. Okay? For your eternity. Now, how is that accomplished? So it seems like there's a two-prong system. Okay? A two-prong system here. A two-prong system of teaching teaching people. And the two prongs are the father, the two different levels, kind of. The level one is every kid. I mean, how does a guy really gain knowledge in Torah or in anything? I mean, he starts off with a fundamental foundation, with the basis, and then from the basis you build. Right? I mean, there's like there are two stages. You know, I mean, like the first thing is he knows Chumash, he learns Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav is like the foundation of everything else. You know, and it starts off very young. I mean, Torah Shebichtav isn't very difficult. I mean, you could start him off once you start gaining knowledge. You gain knowledge of the other Torah Shebichtav. It's not. So it's not like Eon, and I mean, of course there are ideas in it, but I mean, there's the basic shot of the Torah. So that's why we start with in first grade, second grade, third grade, you know what I mean? There's the basics of Torah, and that's step one of, so that's the first step of knowledge. Now, who should have that? Who's supposed to have knowledge of Torah Shul Chsav and Klal Yisrael? Everyone, right? Everyone. I mean, Torah Shul Chsav, that's for the masses, right? The masses always get, right? That's the thing, is the Torah Shul Chsav isn't written down, it's not for the masses. Torah Shebichtav is for the masses. Everyone has knowledge. Torah Shebichtav is for everybody. It's meant to be every single person in Torah has knowledge of Torah Shebichtav, and every Jew has knowledge of Torah Shebichtav. And where is he getting that knowledge of Torah Shebichtav? So it starts very young. So who's makes sense to be mitzaveh on that? The father, the grandfather. I mean, essentially, that chiyuv is who's bringing him up in his house. I mean, this stuff takes place when he's young, and it's the initial stages of, you don't have to be a big chacham to teach Torah Shebichtav. Everyone should know Torah Shebichtav. So it's not like you have to be the Gadol Dor to teach people Torah Shebichtav. I mean, of course, there's always the depths and levels, you know. But the basic Torah Shebichtav is placed on every father. It makes sense. Every father teaches his son Torah Shebichtav, and that keeps going on and on and on and on, and on, generation after generation after generation. Every Jew knows Torah Shebichtav because his father taught it to him. Right? That's the way it should be. That's one aspect of the system. But then there's another aspect of the system, and the point is that Torah is more than just Torah Shebichtav. Torah Shebichtav involves depth and ideas and chachma, and it's a whole. Not every person really has knowledge of Torah Shebichtav. I mean, it's a chacham. A chacham has knowledge of Torah Shebichtav. And the way that is, you can't just have every father teaches on Torah Shebichtav. Not every father knows Torah Shebichtav. I mean, Torah Shebichtav is something that you have to be a chacham for. I mean, the Amratzim have Torah Shebichtav. They're not. They don't gain the knowledge of Torah Shebichtav. Is more. It's for Chachamim. It's for Chachamim. Not everyone's a Chacham. So the halacha is. So who teaches that? So that's not part of the father's responsibility. See, that was set up on every Chacham Yisrael. Anyone who has knowledge of Torah Sh'bal Peh has to teach it to the other people. That's the way Torah Sh'bal Peh becomes known. There are Talmidim, there are people who are trying to learn Torah Sh'bal Peh. Not everyone is at that level, not everyone is going to gain knowledge. So the Talmidim go to the Rabbeim, to the Chachamim, and every Chacham is Chayiv in that higher stage, right? And teaching, basically, every Chacham has to teach what he knows, right? And thereby, you end up having the perfect thing. And everyone who comes to a Chacham is going to already know Torah Shabbat because his father taught it to him. So it's like a two-step system. Is every father has to teach his son Torah Shabbat, and then beyond that, there's the more advanced realm of the Mesorah is for those people who are gifted in Torah Shabbat Peh, the Chachamim, every Chacham Yisrael, gives it over to anyone who's a Talmidim. Okay? And it makes sense it's only Chachamim, because if you're not a Chacham, you know what you're going to teach. How are you going to teach this stuff? How are you going to teach all this this limit? So that's what it means. It means that every Chacham is enjoined to teach Torah to every Talmud. Okay, I mean, of course, it would involve Torah Shabbat Sav also. I'm not saying the Chacham is limited to Torah. Of course, if the Chacham finds a guy who knows Torah Shabbat Sav, he has to teach him Torah Shabbat Sav. He has to teach him everything. But I'm saying, in the design of the system, a father should have taught his son Torah Shabbat Sav. But of course, if the son doesn't know Torah Shabbat Sav, and the Chacham finds him, he's going to have to teach Torah Shabbat Sav also. Right? I mean, it's inclusive. Like, the Rambam doesn't say the Chacham only teaches Torah Shabbat Bah. He doesn't say that. Because he teaches everything. He teaches Torah. Okay? Fine. Okay. So those are the two essays of the system, right? Fine. Now, and by the way, it makes sense. Well, let's hold off. So now the question is, so what's the Ram bothered by of if you're telling me that this halacha is that you really have to teach everyone? So really you tell me there's a halacha that every chacham has to teach anyone who lacks knowledge. So what is really... So why couldn't that have been the only halacha? Like what value? What's the point of setting out a separate gradation? You know, what I mean, it says the father has to teach his son. Just say that everyone has to teach everyone who lacks knowledge. Because you always have to teach someone who doesn't have knowledge. Okay. So if you have knowledge of Torah Shabbat and you find someone who doesn't have knowledge of Torah Shabbat, you have to teach them. So I mean, essentially, why couldn't there just have been one thing? Why couldn't there just been one thing? You teach Torah Shabbat Sav, you teach Torah to anyone who doesn't know Torah. Like, what do you have to have this separate thing of son and grandson? What's the point of that? I mean, just say, one is just a single system. A singular system is teach Torah to anyone who doesn't know Torah. If you know Torah, you know Torah Shabbat Sav, Torah Shabbat Peh, whatever it is, you just teach it to someone who doesn't know. That would have been fine. Why do you need to have this split system like that?
When we're dead.
Right. Good. So I think that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Michael's saying is good. Is that's the idea of Lahaktim. Lahaktim is, it's not a good system, right? Like, examples. If everyone had to take out the garbage, you had to take out other people's garbages, that wouldn't really work out. I mean, it makes sense. It's a system that everyone takes out their own garbage. So, as a system, it makes sense. It doesn't make sense just say, anyone who has knowledge, teach people. Teach who? I mean, there's no system. You can't have a system like that. So the system, it makes sense that the Torah should single out the priorities. It has to make a system. Otherwise, it's not going to turn out. Like, let's say in the garbage case. So you can have one guy whose garbage is going to be taken out because two guys are going to go to one house and not everyone's going to end up having it. So it makes sense in a system to have a system of priorities where everyone teaches their own son. And this way, every single person will gain knowledge of Torah at the very least. And then beyond that, then you go to every chacham. But it makes sense as in order to accomplish the goal of everyone in Klal Yisrael having the basic knowledge of Torah, it makes sense that you're going to be obligate father first before you start going out to start taking care of everyone else. You have to take care of your own son. So what it did is it set up a separate mitzvah to teach your son and your grandson, and then you teach other people. Okay, then you teach other people. Right, that's what it did. Is in order to set up a system, it set up a prioritization. Just like you have by tzedakah. You have the same exact halacha by tzedakah. By tzedakah, you have to feed every ani. But first you have to feed the anim of your family. Then you have to feed the anim of your town. Then you have to feed everyone else. Right? I mean, it makes sense, because otherwise, not every ani is going to be fed. So this is the best, it's a good system. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. That's halacha base, right? That's halacha base. Okay, now the problem is that if it's just a matter of priorities, so now the money thing doesn't work out. right? Because if you tell me really, it's just two facets of the chiyuv, and it's just a matter of the system of priorities. So then, why is it that you only have to pay money, right? Why is it that you're only paying money for your own son, and you're not paying money for other people's children, right? And if they, in fact they're different, then why is it only saying l'haktim? Why not say that the reason why it's singled out your son is because you have to pay? You have to pay for your son, right? No, that's not the question. So Jake's answering good. Jake's saying good is that see. You know, so it turns out you have a general mitzvah to teach everyone in the Kol Torah, to teach everyone Torah, every chacham, every person, you have to teach everybody Torah, right? But then what the Torah did, because of what Michael said, is that you have to have a system. So what it did is it gave you a specific obligation to teach your son and your grandson Torah, okay? Besides for just the general idea of teaching anyone out there Torah, the Torah made a very specific obligation to teach your son Torah, your grandson Torah, okay? A specific, like there's almost like, so to speak, a specific tzura samaisa you have to do. You have to go teach your son Torah. You have to go teach him Torah. Okay, as opposed to the other one, it's just a general idea. Teach all Talmidim out there Torah. Right? Ah. So now the thing is like this. Now let's say you take as a premise that Talmud Torah you have to spend money on. Because this is a very important mitzvah. You have to spend money. Yeah, in general, you should spend money on mitzvahs, right? Mitzvahs you spend money. There's a mitzvahs you spend money on. But now the thing is like this. Now, what are you going to say? So you have a chiyuv teach your son Torah. So you should spend money on teaching. If you can't teach him, you have to spend money. You're obligated to make sure he gets knowledge of Torah, so you have to spend money on it. But what are you going to say now in the chiyuv? My chiyuv to teach everyone in Israel Torah. So what are you going to say? If some guy's going to come up to me and say, "Say spend money on me to teach me Torah." Well, let someone else pay for you. There's the idea of being mechayev a guy money. It makes sense where there's a fixed responsibility which is placed upon you, and you have to bring it about, absolutely. And if you don't bring it about, you have to make sure it comes about through money, through whatever means possible. But you can't say in my general obligation of teaching the world Torah, I have to spend money. Well, one guy's going to come to me and say, give me money. No, I'm busy, I'm going to teach someone else. You can always say I'm teaching someone else. In other words, there's no, without a definite fixed form to the mitzvah, there's no way you can be mechayev a guy money. What are you going to say? Just you have to spend money generically on teaching ever the world Torah. There's no. You need a fixed obligation, which you a fixed person who you have to teach Torah to. You'll say you have to teach him Torah. Now, if you don't know it, you can't have time. So get hire someone. But what you're going to say is I have to teach the world. So there's no person where you can put my finger on and say, there'd be mechayev me money to pay for it. So you'll say there's a general idea that I have to go out in the world and teach Torah. So it's true, I have to go teach it. Whenever the knowledge of Torah, when I have knowledge of Torah, I have to go teach people. But if I don't have to spend money on him, because let someone else spend money on him, or let his father spend money on him, or how do you force me to spend money on a particular guy? There's no way, the system doesn't, you can't be mechayev a guy mamon like that. You know what I mean? So the mamon is only going to be on the son, right? But if you'll ask me, why did the Torah single out your son and your grandson? You can't say because it wants you to pay money for them, because that's a result of the fact that the Torah singled them out in terms of kedima. You know what I mean? Kedima is really the primary thing. Why did it single them out? Because it's saying kedima, which means you have a primary responsibility on them. Now, once you have a primary responsibility on them, it's going to turn out that you have to spend money on them, because now it has a fixed form. But you can't tell me the reason why the Torah singled them out is because it wants you to spend money, because the Torah doesn't want you to spend money on them anymore. The Torah wants you to spend money on anyone else. It's just that sin, Torah wants you to spend money on Talmud Torah. But since there is a fixed form of son, father to son, therefore it turns out as a result of that that you're going to have to spend money. So you can't tell me why the Torah said single out father and son, father and son, because it wanted you to spend money, to teach you to spend money. That's not true. The spending money isn't an intrinsic halacha. It's just because of the way it's set up that there's a concrete chiyuv by the father-son. Therefore, it turns out you spend money. But by the general thing, there's no concrete chiyuv, so you're not going to spend money. So the real reason why it's singled out father and son, though, is because you need a system, and the system gives you kedima. You know what I mean? And the money, that's why the next halacha is, because of that kedima, therefore there's a chiyuv to spend money on it. But there's not going to be chiyuv to spend money on anyone else. And that's the way the Rambam is learning the question of Mikra, you know, the Gemara, it seems, isn't it? Because now you have two things. You have a specific, concrete chi of a mitzvah, which a father has to teach his son, and then you have the general idea of teaching people Torah. So the Gemara is not discussing the general idea out there of teaching people Torah. The Rambam is saying the Torah set up a specific chi of a mitzvah to teach your son Torah. How much? What do you chayv teach him? How much does that specific structured chiv, where does that extend to? So it's saying that extends only to Torah Shavasav. That's only to Torah Shavasav. Torah Shavasav is not included in that. The Torah Shavasav comes under the general idea that every chacham has to teach, has to teach everyone. I mean, that doesn't come under the specific obligation. The Rambam's going to learn, that's what our Gemara is talking about. What our Gemara is talking about, of the, whether it's your grandson's also included, or how much is included, that's not under this general idea of teaching everyone Torah. That's discussing the specific obligation of father to teach a son, which is a real tzuras ha-mitzvah. That's the schar. That's why it's only the schar. It's not because of the schar, it's because there's a tzuras ha-mitzvah of the Talmud Torah. That is only on the father to son, and grandson, according to the Rambam, to teach them the concrete Torah Shavuot Sav. And that's it. That's as far as it goes. That's as far as that goes. That's my money, man? Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. Good question. That's the question. So, according to this, what do you say about the grandson? Do you have to pay money for the grandson?
Pay for your grandson. Yeah, right.
You could say that. Yeah, I mean, you could say is that if the father, the father is really the primary obligation. So, what we would say is that he's going to be the one who has to pay money. And if the grandfather could always say to the father, listen, buddy, you pay the money. Because he's first. Because you see, there's a kedima. So even though the grandfather is a fixed chiev, but you can't say they're both obligated to pay the money, so therefore it could be on the father. But let's say there is no father, then maybe in a chanami, maybe you would be able to mechayev the grandfather, you know what I mean? Like, let's say there was no father, the father died or whatever. So maybe you would say the grandfather's chayev, but the Rambam's not saying the grandfather has to pay, because the father is going to be the one who has to pay. So if you have two people who are strapped with this chiev, and one of them is the primary, and the other one is like a secondary step, so the guy who's going to have to pay the money, in case they don't know it, is going to be the father. Now you could ask a question, is I, but the Rambam, see, what about that halacha and dalet, that if you only have enough to send you to, for you to learn or your son to learn? Sounds like then all you're already teaching your son when he gets older, it sounds like, you know? Sounds like there's a din of your son also when he gets older, but what do you mean? That's presumably beyond Torah Shabbosav. You know, it sounds like the Rambam's holding. Sounds like the Rambam's holding is that in Torah Shval Peh, in your general thing, after you teach your son this concrete thing, now you have an obligation to teach everyone in the world, right? Now you have an obligation to teach everyone in the world. But still, it would seem to be that you're going to have to teach your son before everyone else. Because since you see that the Torah set up, singled out father to son, since you see the Torah did that in this concrete obligation, so therefore, even though you're beyond that concrete obligation, and now you're just then teaching the world Torah, still, the son is going to be your priority, it seems. I'm not sure about that, but I'm just saying, sounds like I just want to say, since you see the Torah did single out the father, son, so therefore, even in your generic chiyuv, the son is going to have a kedima, but a different kind of a way, not in the fact that there's a concrete chiyuv, and that's why you don't have to pay money for it or whatever, but it's still going to be a chiyuv, secondarily, you're going to have to teach your son. And if your son is going to be greater than you, then you have to teach him. Yeah, I'm not so sure about this, all that part, though. I mean, how exactly explain Alach HaDalad and the son, the chiyuv and the son? I'm not sure about it. Because there's the problem, it's like, why in the Gimel didn't he mention that it's only on Torah Shavuot? And I'm not so sure. I mean, maybe there's room to say that really the chiyuv and his son is even further. I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to the Gemara and stuff. But I think the answer for a Gimel, the first part, though, I think is very good. It makes sense. It's the logical problem, I think, that we got out of.